Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm declaring that God is my Savior, that Jesus Christ died for me on Calvary's cross, that he gave his life for me. He gave his life for you. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead, declaring all things belong to the Father God who created them. But Lord God, you are the source of my strength. You are the strength of my life. I give this word to you today, O God. I give all of me to you today, O God. I lift up the name of Jesus today, O God, believing and trusting in your word, O God. May your word be a balm in Gilead for a weary, hurting soul today, Lord God. For you are absolute. You are Alpha. You are Omega. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are providing for each and every one of us. Father God, today I lift up, as Pastor Few this morning on Morning Glory Nation prayed, I pray for Pastor today, Lord God, asking you to give them rhema words, oh God, asking you to give them all the equipment, everything they need, oh God, to preach and teach your word today, that souls may be saved, that there will not be confusion in the church body, that the enemy will not have a place to stick his pinky toe, not nevertheless his foot, that he will be stopped at the door, that there will be no dissension, no foolishness, that there will be nothing but praise, worship, and a word from you, O God, a word touching hearts, minds, and spirits, a word for the bereaved, a word for those that are worried and stressed out, fearing for family, and praying for family. Father God, I ask you to take the weight and the yoke off of pastors today, that you will be teaching and preaching in their stead and using them, oh God, that all the weight of their congregations, the deaths from COVID, the deaths from murders, the deaths from all kinds of wickedness, Lord God, we are asking you to lift those burdens off of pastors today as they pray for their congregants that are bereaved, that are worried, that are in fear. But Lord God, this is the day that you have made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I ask a special prayer for my pastors today, Lord God. I'm praying for Pastor Paul as he preaches the word, and Pastor Jesse as she leads the congregation. Lord God, I ask you to watch over them, to guide them, to lead them as our shepherds and shepherds, oh God. Lord, I ask you to give them strength, to give them fortitude as they finish the race and run the race that you have been called, as they step up and step out in your word, oh God, that they will know we are called by your name, that we are your children, that we are the children and saints of God, willing and ready workers in the vineyard. Father God, I pray for traveling grace for my family and I as we travel to pray and to visit with my father-in-law, Lord God. I know that you have already placed a hedge of protection around him, Lord God, that he will not transition, that he will be saved, free, and made whole. However your will, Lord God, give us time to be with him, whatever your will, whether it's for him to stay in this world or to go to be with you. But we know your word says absent from this earthly body is in your presence, oh God. Lord God, I know that you are with us. And I know, Lord God, that you will give us time. But I trust in you. I trust in you. I lift up all families today, those that have lost loved ones to so many different things. I ask you, Lord, to give them strength, to give them everything they need, oh God. But Lord God, it is a season where you are taking your daughters and sons and children home. It is a season where you are strengthening those that are weak and guiding those that are lost into the light. Father God, I'm thanking you for this word that will go forth this morning. May this word touch hearts, minds, and spirits and save souls, oh God. For I give myself away, Father God, for you to use me today, for you to use me for your glory. Not mine, but yours, oh God. And in the name of Christ Jesus, Lord God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. But you, Father God, are my strength. You, Father God, are my redeemer. You, Father God, are the song that I sing and the praise in my heart. I give myself away, oh God. So you can use me. Use me for your glory, oh God. As I lift this word up again, I lift it up in the name of the matchless and precious and holy Savior, Christ Jesus, whose blood runs through my veins, and I am grateful, thankful, and blessed to be called for such a time as this. Bless Pastor Few. Bless my pastors. Bless the Morning Glory Nation, oh God. And I thank you for the prayers of the righteous, but they do avail much. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This morning, and I can't say every morning, but as many mornings as I can, I get on a Facebook group called Now Morning Glory Nation. It used to be called the Morning Glory Prayer Call. We used to, every morning, and we would pray at 6 a.m. Sometimes we would have a message. Sometimes we'd have a scripture. Sometimes it'd be just what I do for you. But every time, it was always for God. And I thank Pastor Few and the Morning Glory Nation for this rhema word, a prayer this morning. My morning started off with prayer, and I am grateful to God for the man of God who started this endeavor. But we are all children of God, called by his loving grace, covered by his blood. And I thank God for his son, and I thank God for each and every one of you. Excuse me this morning. You know, I am about to travel today to visit with my father-in-law who's in the hospital recovering from COVID. 96 years old. No, 96 years young. I'm trusting God. You know, we were called on Friday that we need to get to Ohio, that in the next 48 hours he may be transitioning. But I got a call yesterday because I took it to the throne, and I brought it to the prayer warriors. You got to take it to those that pray. And I took it on Friday to my prayer partner, the prayer warriors of my church. And they started to pray, father-in-law. And I tell you something. Whew. I get a text on yesterday that he's no longer having to have the oxygen mask because they can only use it for 48 hours. And his 48 hours was up on Friday. And they thought that he was not going to make it. But he's breathing without the mask now. Coherent, not able. He's kind of trying to open his eyes. Whereas before he was like he was in a battle, because we know he was in a battle for life and death, and I believe life won. I believe that the prayers of righteous men and women of God praying for him won. And so I say to you today, moving forward, family, keep my father-in-law, Richmond Smith, in your prayers. Keep lifting him up for strength to come out of this in his right mind, to come out of this stronger than he was before he went in. Because I know what my daddy God can do. I know that it was attack because I was talking about vaccinations and all these things. But I tell you this, no vaccine is stronger than God. No vaccine is stronger than God. Yes, he was vaccinated, which is why he's able to fight a little harder and why he's got a little bit more strength. But again, I say this, and I say it with my whole heart, because there are some that cannot be vaccinated. There are some that are convicted not to be vaccinated. God had to convict me. Because I am a vaccine person. Yes, I am. But God had to show me that just because someone is vaccinated doesn't mean they can't get COVID. Doesn't mean they can't die. Say it again. It's just a layer to go with prayer. But the choice is always that person. But I say this. Choose God. Whatever God tells you to do, do. But don't not get vaccinated because Sister Susie said not to. Sister Susie may have a hedge of protection around her, a God-given protection, because she's already had COVID. And God said, I'm protecting you from this point on because you prayed and you trusted in me. And I healed you. I healed your family. I healed everyone in your household. You are covered. But that is because they were prayer warriors and God availed much. But because they did it for Sister Susie doesn't mean he's going to do it for you, because God does what he pleases. We just read it in Psalms 115. We got to understand that God is in charge. I'm not trying to preach this morning, but when God puts something in my heart and a word in my soul, and what God gave me this morning, he said, we got to take it. We got to take our situations. We got to make our request known to God. And my request to God is for healing of this nation. It's for healing of families. It's for healing and strength for pastors. Pastors are going through. Pastors are the ones that are having to give and to utilize those family members that are dying. In my church alone, we have had so many members lose family members, not to COVID, but to so many things, including murder. Come on now. Pastors struggling. We got to lift them up today. I lift up my pastor, Jesse. I lift up Pastor Paul. I lift up all the pastors. I lift up Pastor Fred and his family and my pastor and her family. We all are going through. And I ask you to lift us up today. Lift up those that love God and love you. Lift up. Quit tearing down, having your pastors for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and not in a good way, tearing them down. Ask God to put hedges of protection around them, around their finances, around their homes, around their children, great-grandchildren, and everybody within their congregations that they shepherd. We got to start lifting up those that are in need of a word, and pastors are bringing those words today. Ask God to give them everything they need. So as we get into our word, we're going to be finishing up Jeremiah chapter 5 and 6 as we go into our Philippians word, as well as we'll be hopefully starting another word today. And we will have our Psalms and Proverbs as well, God willing. And then I will be hitting the road to go to check on and to pray with in person my father-in-law. So I ask you to give God to give me strength in the Lord as well. So let's get started. And we are in the book of Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 26. And it says this in the word of God. For among my people are found wicked men. They lie in wait as one who sets snares. They set a trap. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and grow rich. Does that sound familiar? Understand, what was yesterday is today and will be forevermore. Greed is greed, and it is not good. They have grown fat. They are sleek. Yes, they surpass the deeds of the wicked. They do not plead the cause. The cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper. And the right of the needy they do not defend. Can we say Senate, Congress, folks that should be helping, but instead are hindering? Better understand it was yesterday, just like it is today. And we need to pray that it will not be forevermore. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? America, wake up. Wake up. The word is for all nations. It's not just mine, but it's all of our nations. We have the fat and the rich getting richer on greed and deceit. What does it say? As a cage is full of birds, so the houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and grown rich. They have grown fat. They are sleek. Yes, they surpass the deeds of the wicked. They do not plead the cause. They cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper. And the right of the needy they do not defend. Shall I not punish them? For these things, says the Lord, shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? An astonishing and horrible thing has been committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely. We see it every day on YouTube. And the priests rule their own power. Come on now. Can we say child abuse? For love to have it so. But what will you do in the end? We better start getting on our knees and taking it to the throne and not the phone. We got to take it to God and give it to God. Because there's an infection in the church. Hallelujah. Thank you. Prophetess. For your awesome lesson on yesterday. Thank you, W Faith Women, for y'all rock. We had awesome meeting and training on yesterday. Thank you, Pastor Jesse Connie, for words of wisdom. We need God's word. More word and prayer in the church. We got to start getting up and getting out and letting God use us each for whatever our assignment is. My assignment is to read you the word of God, to teach the word of God, and to preach the word if God gives me so. We got to lift up and quit tearing down. But we got to pray out the greed and the deceit, because God has given us an attitude. We have got to help others. Lord God, guide me and lead me. Chapter 6 of our Old Testament word this morning. O you children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee from the midst of Jerusalem. Blow the trumpet in Tekoa and set up a signal fire in Ben-Hakkaron. For disaster appears out of the north and great destruction. I have likened the daughter of Zion to a lovely and delicate woman. The shepherds with their flocks shall come to her. They shall pitch their tents against her all around. Each one shall pasture in his own place. Prepare war against her. Arise and let us go up at noon. Woe to us, for the day goes away. For the shadow of the evening are lengthening. Arise and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For thus says the Lord of hosts. Yes. Cut down trees and build a mound against Jerusalem. This is the city to be punished. She is full of oppression in her midst. As a fountain wells up with water, so she wells up with her wickedness. Violence and plundering are hers in her. Before my continually are grief and wounds. Be instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from you, lest I make you desolate, a land not inhabited. And there's Jerusalems all over our world today. Nations that have forgotten God. Nations that are full of violence and destruction and death. We got to lift up. And it says this in verse 9 of chapter 6 of Jeremiah. Our prophet is preaching today. Thus the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean as a vine the remnant of Israel, as a grape gathered. Put your hand back into the branches. Put your hand back into the branches. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised and they cannot give heed. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary of holding it in. I will pour it out on the children outside and on the assembly of young men together. But even the husband shall be taken from with the wife, the age with him who is full of days, and their houses shall be turned over to others, fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord, because from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. They have also killed the heart of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At the time I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old path where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. Also, I said, watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they say, we will not listen. Therefore, hear, you nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth. Behold, I will certainly bring calamity on these people, the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not heeded my words, nor my law, but rejected it. For what purpose to me comes frankincense from Sheba and sweet cane from the far country? Your burnt offerings, O Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall on them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Thus says the Lord. Behold, a people comes from the north country, and a great nation will be raised from the farthest parts of the earth. They will lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride on horses, as men of war set in array against you, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the report of it. Our hands grow feeble. Anguish has taken hold of us, pain as a woman in labor. Do not go out into the field nor walk by the way because of the sword of the enemy. Fear on every side, O daughter of my people, dress in sackcloth and roll about in ashes. Make mourning as far as for an only son. Most bitter lamentation. For the plunderer will suddenly come upon us. I have set you as a sayer and a fortress among my people, that you may know and test their way. They are all born of rebels, walking as slanderous bronze and iron. They are all corruptors. The bellows blow fiercely. The lead is consumed by the fire. The lead is consumed by the fire. The smith refines in vain. For the wicked are not drawn off. People will call them rejected silver because the Lord has rejected them. I have just finished reading Jeremiah chapter 5, starting at verse 26 through chapter 6, verse 30. And a life lesson from Dr. Stanley for Jeremiah 6 and 14. Peace, peace, when there is no peace. It was because of the love of God that Jeremiah warned his erring people to repent and turn back to God. There is no genuine peace or safety in open rebellion, and he wanted them safe in God's arms. And I say that to my nation, and we should be saying it to all of our nations. We are in turmoil. And I'm going to read this one more time from Dr. Stanley because it fits all of our nations. It fits every country many of us are from. And it says it was because of the love of God that Jeremiah warned his erring people to repent and turn back to God. America, you need to repent. Ask forgiveness and turn back to God. There is no genuine peace, and there will be no genuine peace in this nation unless we turn back to God. And it says this genuine peace or safety is open rebellion, and he wanted them safe in God's arms. There is no safety or peace in open rebellion, and we see it every day. People calling out. Men and women of God, because some are doing despicable things in the name of the Lord. God sees it all, family. God knows it all. God sees our everything. He knows everything about us. And he is not pleased with this nation. We better get right with God. Idolatry. Envy, strife, covetousness, all the things that God said we should not do are going on. And it's not just my nation. It's nations all over this planet. We are forgetting God and walking in darkness. And God is not pleased. We got to love the Lord with every part of our being. Psalms 116, verses 5 through 14. And it says, it's gracious. Is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. That's a word that God had to give me. Because this is a rough month for me. 11 years ago, I had surgery. I had to have a gallbladder removed. And I was given 12 days by God to spend time with my husband. Not knowing that those 12 days to be the last 12 days of our marriage for gallbladder surgery. I thank God for the recuperating. I thank God for the time of laughter, of love, of peace, and joy that I was able to have with that man that I was married to for 32 years. So I thank God for this day that he has made. And I rejoice in it because God is in charge. But I tell you this, for you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, thank you, Jesus, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I thank God for every day that he gives me. Because somebody didn't wake up today, family. Somebody didn't wake up today. There's children that don't have mothers and fathers today. There are mothers and fathers that don't have children today. There are children that are wishing and praying that God would have let their parents stay. We need to stop all the crazy and keep moving forward in God. As we continue in Psalms 116, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord, family. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord today with me. Psalms 117, verses 1 through 12, 1 through 2. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you of the Lord, endureth forever. Praise the Lord. Just lift your hands in your houses, in your home, wherever you may be, in your car, wherever you're listening to this word. Raise your hand and praise the Lord today. Praise the Lord God, who is and will ever be absolute. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And our Proverbs word this morning is this, Proverbs 27. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. You are not promised tomorrow. That's why you do everything you can today to be good, to be righteous. Just trust in the Lord with all your heart, leaning not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledging him, and allowing God to direct your path. Do what the Lord says to you. Let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. The word I do this and I do that and I saved the world. Wrong. Don't be out there lauding yourself. Let somebody else say, Evangelist Sanders, you're doing a great job for the Lord. God is going to use you mightily today as you give to the needy, feed the hungry, as you give the things that people need. God's going to bless you mightily. God's got you covered, sister, and he's going to use you in a mighty way today. Thanks be to the God that will cause you to triumph in his name. Proverbs 27:3-4. A stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than both of them. Wrath is cruel and anger is torn, but who is able to stand before jealousy? Understand, folks that are jealous of you, rely on you, will do everything they can to destroy you. But you know what? When you are children and children of the Most High God, he's already put a hedge of protection. No weapon formed against you will prosper. The tongues that open their mouth to wag against you, God will knock them the teeth right this day, tongue right behind their teeth. Don't worry about it. God's got you covered. We can't worry about whatever he said, she said, woo-woo said, and boo-boo down the street said. We got to just say, Lord, your will in our life. Whatever you want me to do, Lord, that's what I will do. And don't worry about the jealous folks, because they're going to be jealous anyway. Don't worry about it. Keep walking in what God called you to do. Our New Testament word for today is Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things, Pastor Paul, Apostle Paul, will be preaching today. Finally, my brother, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutilation, for we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit. Rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh, though I also might have confidence in my flesh. If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew, of the Hebrews, concerning the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness, which is in the law of blameless. Paul was a Pharisee through and through. Don't get it twisted. He was all about the laws of the prophets. He was all about Moses. And he was not feeling anybody's Jesus. And the Christian church, the way, who are these people? No, it's time to get rid of them because they messing with the status quo. God gave him a change of heart. He says, but what things were gained to me? Apostle Paul is preaching this morning. And I believe Pastor Paul will be preaching at my church today as well. He says, but what things were gained to me? These I have counted loss for Christ. Come on now. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered and loss of all things as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of the resurrection and the fellowship of the sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the elect, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Brethren, join in following my example and not those who walk as you have us for pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious might, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Let me say, praise the Lord this morning. Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 23. And it says this, therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore you, Odia, and perhaps Tychicus, to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also to companion, help these women who labor with me in the Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Whew. He's talking about the women of the church. He's talking about those willing workers working for God. And I'm going to say it. You know, folks want to say Paul said that women shouldn't preach. But I think that's not what he's saying in this. Anyway, I'm not digressing. Let's keep on in the word. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Can y'all say that with me again? That just does something to me. It just gives me the Holy Ghost shivers all the way to my pinky toe. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let be made known to God. And our title for today is with thanksgiving. Well, it says, let your request be made known to God. That's the title. Let your request be made known to God. What are you requesting today? What are you asking God for today? Are you asking for salvation? Are you asking for God to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free? What are you asking for today? Throne, are you taking your request to the throne? We got to take it to the throne. Don't let confusion and all the things of this world get you off your square. You are children of the Most High God, and we take our situation to God. As he said in his word, I will supply all your needs according to not our riches, but according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. But let's go there again. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly. And now, at last, your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. I can do all things. Can y'all say it with me? Y'all know this word. We done spoke it. We done praised it. We done lifted it up. But say it with me today. I can do all things. I'll say do all things through Christ who strengthens me. One more time, let us say it together for the Father. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For the Son, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For the Holy Spirit, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Believe it, trust in it, and know it. Hallelujah. That is a word all by itself. But again, I say to you this morning, whoo, Jesus, thank you. Anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. I say it again, take it to the throne and not to the phone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And our word for this morning is coming out of Colossians chapter 1. And quickly, because I don't want to run out of time, I just say this to you. The Colossians, where we start a new chapter today. Colossians says this. It was again written by Apostle Paul along with Timothy. And the word that this chapter is going to give us is Jesus Christ is supreme over everyone and everything. Say it with me. Jesus Christ is supreme over everyone and everything. This is Colossians in 10 words or less. And it goes on to tell the details. False teaching, enticing words. It's a today word, y'all. Had infiltrated the church at Colossus, apparently causing some people to add unnecessary and unhelpful elements to their Christian faith. Paul sent this letter to remind Christians of the superiority of Jesus over Jewish rules and regulations, angels, and anything else. Jesus, the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Hallelujah. For this cause, and this is the quotable, and we'll be reading that today. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 9. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Come on now. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to that to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. That's Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Be ye thankful. Unique and unusual. Paul mentions a letter to Lysia in chapter 4, verse 16, that apparently did not make the cut as New Testament scripture. So what? This is the last word. It says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, tradition of men, and not after Christ. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Let's get into that word this morning. Colossians chapter 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Jesus Christ, our Christ Jesus, and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth, of the gospel which has come to you, as it has also in all the world, and is bringing forth fruit, as it is also among you the day you heard and knew the grace of God. In truth, as you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, be fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, that are in heaven, that are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body of the church. And y'all say it. Christ is the head of the body of the church. And he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. But it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight, if indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. I rejoice. I now rejoice in my suffering for you, and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God will to make known what are riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. And that is our word for this morning. And I want to just go back over some life lessons from what we've read today, and just a few. And Psalm 116, it just says this: precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. We mightily grieve when a loved one dies, but God has a very different reaction. He rejoices that another one of his children has entered his eternal presence. Death, I love that word. Death is not the end, but a new beginning. Thanking God for his grace. Because we know that the word tells us that absent from this earthly body is in the presence of the Lord. Proverbs 27:2, let another man praise you and not your own mouth. And this is a word. It says, our God loathes human self-promotion. Our society seems to take it for granted, especially in athletes and entertainment. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. We better remember that. You know, folks who have lost their minds over so many different things, lost their mind over social media, like they have lost their sense. You know, this political party is better than that political party. This person is better than that person. You know, this body type is better than that body type. You know, we got to get our heads glued to so many hands that they can't get up without looking at Facebook. They can't go to bed without looking at Instagram. They can't see who's tweeting what and what's trending today. Am I trending today? Do I have a whole lot of likes? Do I have this? Do I have that? Forget that foolishness. We got to start trusting God. It's not about all that mess. It's about Jesus. And we need to start focusing on the things that are pure and good. We got to start giving it to God. We got to understand that God is in charge, not us. That God is the creator of everything. That there would not be a Facebook if God had not put it in the mind of somebody. That there would not be a Twitter if God had not put it in the mind of somebody. But understand that nothing happens without God's permission. God does what God pleases. We already know that. We talked about it already this morning. We know that God is in charge. But we need to understand that with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Whatever you need, ask God. Whatever you desire, ask God. He will, may say yes. He may say no. He may say maybe down the road.
Because God always comes when you need him the most. He never will forsake you or he will never leave you or forsake you. He will not. I trust in the word of God. This is, again, our word for today as I get ready to wrap it up. And it says this, be anxious for nothing. That needs to be one of your highlightables right along with Philippians 4:13. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Anxiety wanes, this is what Dr. Stanley tells us. Anxiety wanes eventually disappears when we take our concerns to the God. When we take our concerns to the God, there's only one, who has the power and the wisdom to take care of them, believing that he always has our best interests at heart. If we dwell on negative things, our frame of mind will soon turn sour, pessimistic, and negative. Can we say that again? Anxiety wanes, eventually disappears. When we take our concerns to God, to the God, who has the power and the wisdom to take care of them, believing that he always has our best interests at heart. If we dwell on negative things, our frame of mind will soon turn sour. Did you hear that? When you dwell on negative things, you start to get all, feeling all icky. And as it says, that's the word, all icky. Your frame of mind will soon turn sour, pessimistic, and negative. We see it every day. If we fill our minds with the things of God, with praise, with prayer and thanksgiving in God today. One more time, y'all. Thank God with me as we wrap it up this morning. As we wrap up this word this morning, let us thank God. With prayer and thanksgiving, the opposite occurs. And we begin to see the world as God sees it. As before we get out of here this morning, let us go to a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And the word from our sister this morning is this. Good morning. Know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me, Psalm 16:8. Have a blessed Sunday. And our word for yesterday was this. Good morning. No one can block the blessings that God has for you. Have a super Saturday, is what she said on yesterday. But today, one more time. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. Psalm 16:8. Have a blessed day, family. It is, as we say, moving forward. It's a wrap. Why? Because I got to get on the highway. Thank you so much. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for just being who you are, awesome and mighty women of God. I love you all. I thank God for you. And as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray for you as you pray for me. Have a blessed and glorious day. And as always, find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church where you will always find love, peace, and joy. For God is in the midst of his saints when we worship and we give supplication through prayer to our God. And I say one more time, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. As our word says this morning, let your request be made known to God. Be blessed, family. It's a wrap. Have a wonderful day. And may the peace of God surpass all understanding. And may it surround you. And may God put a hedge of protection around you and yours as you walk, as you talk, as you move, as you live and move and have being be precious and holy in the sight of God. Have a great day, sir, family, and know that God is with you. Thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy toward each and every one of your children. Be blessed, Israel. Join me, God willing, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we move forward through the Word of God. It's